WRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hola, amigos, and welcome to another week. Got plenty to get into. It's National Championship Night. Are you excited? It's kind of how I feel a little bit about this game tonight. Not Michigan State. No, Texas Tech. Brian and Ole East. A little round of applause. You called them. You had them in the Final Four. They'll be playing Virginia. Did Auburn get robbed? We'll talk a little bit about that with Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. He will join us at 2:15. Marlon Favorite, 2:05, will give his take as to what's going on up in Baton Rouge with the LSU spring game that took place and what we can, you know, get out of that for what it's worth. Sharif Ishak, Channel 6, WDSU Sports, is also about to give us his take here in a matter of seconds. And then coming up at 1:30, Andrew Lopez, what are you doing, Pelicans? Winning at Sacramento yesterday. Yeah. That eight players available, and what can you say? They played their butts off. Thanks. 800-998-1003 will be a way to chime in and chat with us, of course, on the show. And we will always welcome your opinions at ESPN Radio NOLA. Again, if you're having trouble listening to us a little bit, real easy, go to the TuneIn Radio app. Our tower work hopefully will be completed soon. And then we'll be back at full power and everything and good to go. So if you're listening and you know anybody else that normally doesn't go through the app, suggest the app, suggest going online, ESPN1003.com as well. Click the listen live. All of that will work. Sharif Ishak's going to join us now to talk a little bit about the spring game and a nice weekend series win by the LSU Tigers. Weather forced a doubleheader on Saturday. They took care of business. Sharif, let's start with on the diamond action. How nice and big was the back-to-back series weekend wins now for LSU?
Well, I mean, the way things were when after the Georgia series, everyone thought the sky was falling, but we've seen this story so many times before where LSU is better and better as the season goes along. And this weekend, tell you what, Gus, Game 3 was just an eye-opening moment for Cole Henry. He was really good on the mound, and you're just starting to find that this guy could possibly be their best pitcher. He's been pretty consistent in his starts. And he was very good against Texas A&M. That was the first big thing I saw with this series. I mean, for the most part, pretty good pitching. Walker, I mean, he gave up the three runs in that one inning on a two-out base clearing double. But for the most part, you saw solid pitching, especially out of the bullpen. And from Henry and Hess, Game 3, the bats just came alive. I mean, I think that's what the most interesting part for this team is, the consistency at the plate. You haven't seen much of it this season. And then you saw Zach Watson have a very good game through, and the Francis kind of, you know, get his first hit. Maybe that gets him going again, and he didn't have it here all week until he kind of broke that game loose right there at the end. But, you know, baseball, man, it's the funniest sport of them all, man. It might take one game for those bats to come alive. I know they had a big game against Mississippi State the previous Saturday, but I think that would be the biggest issue. They need to find a way to be more consistent at the plate and understand other teams have good pitching. But, you know, they've had a lot of issues running the bases, clutch hits, but we've seen that a little bit in the finales in the last series.
Speak with Sharif Ishak, WDSU Channel 6 Sports. How big was Zach Hess's open there on Friday? Six innings. He gave up five hits, one earned run, three walks, five strikeouts. But again, in those 94 pitches, to be able to, you know, give your team a chance, which is obviously a lot more than he did. But that's kind of the points what you need from your Friday starter.
Yeah, and he was going against John Beck, which is, you know, he's a pretty good pitcher, and they have another good one in Asa Leighton. So, you know, to go head to head with him on Saturday night and pretty much match numbers, you know, it was a solid showing for Hess. I know he's taken a lot of heat, I mean, from everyone locally, and some guys who cover baseball nationally saying, hey, is this guy going to be a bullpen guy down the stretch? But over the last few weeks, he's starting to show that, you know, maybe he is the Friday night guy, but it was a good outing. It was a good outing. They're going to need him to make it deep down the stretch. They need a guy who can really get it going on Friday night consistently. That's going to be the key thing with Hess. Can he be consistent? Because there have been a couple games where he's been, and then there was a game like Friday and 2 weeks ago against Georgia where he was really good. So it all depends on him if he can stay consistent. That seems to be the common theme here on the phone today, if they can be consistent.
Well, they get the series win, 2-1, 4-6, the lone loss in game one of the doubleheader, and then they win 9-3, as we were mentioning there. So Tigers improving to 23-10 overall, 8-4 in conference play. Will face Missouri this weekend, travel, if you can call it that, to Southern tomorrow, Sharif. But also, I saw the beautiful pictures. You have a couple of fans. Apparently, they wanted to take selfies with you at the LSU spring game. What stood out to you? Because, look, I talked to a bunch of people last week. What do you really get out of it? You don't really see a ton. There were injuries. Coach O kind of held some players out. But overall, what was your main take that you got from the spring game on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, going into it, Coach O said they were going to have a very basic game plan. They wouldn't open anything up. But, you know, to be honest with you, it was a little bit more than previous spring games. At least they showed the no huddle. They were in a shotgun. They spread the ball out to tight ends. They threw the ball to running backs. They threw the ball to the receivers. They showed a little bit of excitement. You know, most of those games under Les Miles and even, you know, the first couple of years of Coach O, they were kind of boring. Let's be honest. You watched them. They were pretty boring. At least they had a little bit of excitement to it, even though they didn't really show anything in the playbook. Didn't do anything at the goal line, like Coach O said. I mean, just going through the motions and doing the basic things. And I think that that offense has the potential. I know we've said that so many times in the last 10-plus years, but you can see it, though. It's a little different this season. You can see they have the skill players, the receivers, to make something happen with that offense, especially with Joe Burrow being back. I think you get a lot of toughness and leadership and a guy who's very smart that can lead this offense in the second year with him as a starting quarterback. There is certainly a lot of excitement, and you can see bits and pieces of it Saturday in Tiger Stadium. The defense is going to be the defense. They're going to be very good under Dave Aranda. I was impressed with Derek Stingley. I mean, I know he had the one interception. It was a good play on the ball that could have been caught, but he just undercut it, got up there, and got the ball. So they have the players, Josh. They have the players on both sides of the ball, and you would think there are going to be no excuses come fall whenever this team starts the season with the players they have on offense.
So if you had to say that you mentioned Stingley, I know so much hype obviously coming in with the players, something of that nature. And look, you can have a couple more months to get a little more familiar. And obviously you get with fall camp and fall practices getting into the season. But you definitely think that they're going to have on that side. Because, again, you look at Devin White, this guy shooting up the boards, right? And you're thinking of some guys, you know, and Greedy and stuff. Do they have that quote-unquote star power, that difference maker on that back end? And you think, again, just based on what you saw a little of it, that, yeah, LSU's going to continue to have somebody that can plug back there in defense and make plays.
I mean, you got to remember that Caleb Von Chasson didn't play in the game either. Christian Fulton didn't play. I think you have some stars there that weren't really in the lineup just yet that are going to be very good this season for Dave Aranda's defense. That's the thing you have to remember. Chasson could be an electric outside rusher, you know, for that defense. They missed last season. They need somebody like that coming off the edge. But, you know, Michael Divinity has a chance to be a real stud linebacker for this team, former John Eric star. So I think it's going to be Patrick Queen. Maybe one of those two guys will take over for Devin White's position. But I think Divinity has a chance to be a starter. And, of course, you have Grant Delpit, Gus. I mean, he's already the star. You would feel like that's a class to be an All-American in which he did. You know, he's probably going to leave after this season. He's going to be a first-round pick. He's going to be that next one, next DBU guy who leaves and gets drafted high. So the star power is there. I think they're going to have, you know, a very solid defense once again, as they always do.
We'll end on this. I don't know what I'm happy for Elfrid Payton, a local. 26 points last night. 12 came in the final 3.5 minutes. I saw your tweet as well, along with other people. Pels somehow finding a way to win. 133-129, Sharif.
Why? Why? Why are they doing that? I was thinking to myself, what in the world are you doing? Don't you understand the concept of tanking?
Yeah, but I think Alfred wants a contract, Sharif. He wants to get paid. That's what he's doing.
You know what? You're going to get paid regardless if you win or lose that game. People know how talented or not talented you are without winning that game. You're 80 games into the season. People don't think you're talented enough at this point in stage of your career and 80 games into the season to give you a contract or not give you one.
No.
Then they shouldn't be evaluating players. How about that? But I understand some of these players, you know, fighting for future contracts. But come on, man. You've lost to the Suns the other night. You've been losing a bunch of games. Could have wrapped up like a top six spot. Now you're sitting at
ninth.
Number nine right now.
Yeah, four-way tie for number nine. Tomorrow's regular season finale. I'm sure you'll be locked in with a take on Golden State. You know Steve Kerr is probably not playing any of the starters in that game. So, again, I'm begging Pierre the Pelican, throw in Sean Kelly. Hey, you feel like hooping tomorrow? That should be the starting five for the Pels.
I'm pretty garbage at basketball. I can make you lose by 100 points.
Ian Clark, 31 points. Ian Clark needs the back spasms that AD has right now. He and Peyton.
I don't get it, man. I was like, I watched the last 3 minutes of this game. I was like, how are they going to find a way to unintentionally? I was like, nope, they didn't.
It's clutch. Sure.
I blame the Kings. I blame the Kings because the Kings were healthy and they lost that game at home.
Yeah.
What are the Kings thinking?
Yep.
Come on.
Exactly. Thank you, bud. Appreciate your time this afternoon.
Anytime. I got to go do chess now. Thanks
a lot. There he is. Go bench. Probably could bench a little. Look at you, all dressed in Pelicans red. Jordan, the intern. How are you?
Flock up.
That's right. Flocked up, man. I mean.
Went in for no good reason.
Again, you know, it's hard because I like the kid, right? And I think it's commendable and admirable to see effort. And it's hard for me to say, give me some effort, just not enough effort. I mean, you know, but he did. I mean, the guy was clutch last night, Alfred Payton. Killing it. By the way, the franchise decided to set another record mark yesterday. Franchise record tying 19 three-pointers. Just bombs away. They happened to be going in last night. So, yeah, they went from like 7th, could be in 6th. They're now in a four-way tie for 9th best odds in the lottery. But you're not concerned about this, are you? Because you have a theory.
Yeah, Adam Silver's going to put in
Adam's going to do us a favor,
yeah,
huh?
He's going to put in a little bit more ping pong balls. Maybe he's going to give us the first.
Weight the balls? Is that what he's doing?
Absolutely.
Here's the problem with your theory. You ready for your theory?
What's wrong with my theory?
What's better for the league? The Knicks win the lottery or the Pels win the lottery?
The Pels.
Pels win the lottery? Okay, probably the Knicks win the lottery. You can still have a lot of excitement with that, right? What's better for the league? LeBron in Madison Square Garden or AD in Madison Square Garden?
AD. Why wouldn't it be AD? LeBron's already in L.A. Just keep him there.
Uh-huh.
Put AD in.
There's a lot of chatter over the last 2 weeks. Trade LeBron. I'm just Zion to L.A. Can see the new shades on them now. I love L.A. No.
I wouldn't watch the NBA.
No. May 14th, by the way, the countdown. David Grubb of Crescent City Sports is going to come in on Wednesday and sit in and talk to us, and we'll recap the season, look ahead to the playoffs, which start this weekend. Looking forward to that. Pelicans and Kings, we'll touch a little bit more on that. By the way, on Peyton, last 13 games, and again, this is why I said it this way, to Sharif Eishak, the guy's playing for a deal. 14 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds is what he's averaging the last 13 games. That is the guy that absolutely has not quit on the season. AD didn't play. Back spasms. Tomorrow, I'm sure he'll have back spasms again. It is the regular season finale. We can have a little fun. Tweet us, what will your sign say if you happen to go? If you were to go to the game, if Jordan was to buy you 2 seats, they give you some poster board with a Sharpie. What would your sign say?
Fans, I'll tell you what to do. Don't show up to the game. That'll be the biggest message.
Come on.
That'll be the biggest message that 80 will receive.
See, there you go. Why are you doing that? Gail's working hard for you. She's trying to bring you in a GM. Why you want to punish her by not going?
We're punishing AD, say.
He's not even probably going to be there.
I don't care. He'll see it on TV.
You're not even going to go out there to support Elfrid Payton?
He just won us a game.
No one told him to quit. Exactly. 800-998-1003. We're going to talk a very interesting tidbit about the Pel, something that Scott Kushner had a conversation with Drew Holiday. We'd have him. He's at the Magic Kingdom with his family, though. So we can tell you what he wrote. We'll do that. And tomorrow, Jordan the Intern, are you ready? We'll be at Ellendale Country Club for the Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic. It's a signature event featuring the area's only professional golf tournament, the Pro-Am Day. We'll be out there tomorrow. Come on by. If you go by the clubhouse, you'll see us. We'll be by the Pro Shop or clubhouse. You can't miss us. John 4K is going to take the ride with me as well. I think he wants to just play. He was a really good golfer, by the way. Seriously. Like, don't, you're smirking at me. I dare say he might have been a better pro golfer than quarterback. We'll have that debate tomorrow. Seriously, he's good. Also, Friday, you're going to have the Glow Golf Party. That's Friday, April 12th. Same place, Ellendale Country Club. You want info on both of these events? And if you still are thinking about being on a team sponsoring tomorrow's Pro-Am Day, TGMC.com. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Cam Jordan chatter, bottom of the hour. Next up, what did Drew Holiday tell Scott Kushner? It's interesting. We'll do that next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
It's the spring sales event going on now at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat in Houma. Come and get a great deal on a Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
It takes special skills to be a Daikin Comfort Pro. Let's listen in as he senses an old, inefficient system's imminent demise.
So costly. Tormented by an ongoing battle over the thermostat. Its days are numbered.
You got all that by waving your hand in the air in our living room?
Get to know your local Daikin Comfort Pro.
Car Rescue Wayne's Air and Heat. Rescuing you from the heat and cold and saving you from high prices. Call 985-532-6640.
Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs here!
Mike, why is there a guy selling hot dogs in here?
Well, getting tickets to the game I want to see is a hassle. But I miss that stadium atmosphere, so I brought the stadium atmosphere to work.
Oh, Michael. Vivid Seats make buying tickets quick and easy. Find the seat you want in just a few clicks.
Nice. I just got tickets to tonight's game.
Ice cream! Get your ice cream here!
You guys can all go home now. We're good here.
Vivid Seats!
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, 800-998-1003. It's the Sports Hangover. I believe the draft is just around the corner as well. No doubt to introduce the Dallas Cowboys. Draft pick will be none other than Uptown Ruler. Uptown Ruler, thanks for calling us. What's going on?
Hey, you know something? We should give them the worst linebacker we got.
Uh-huh.
For the bad trade they did us with Steve Walsh.
Who would you say is our worst linebacker?
Let's give him somebody back in the past as a linebacker's coach. I think I would be even with the Cowboys then. I wouldn't be mad mm-hmm. with them. Mm-hmm. I guess we can give him Rick Kingery.
Okay, Uptown Ruler.
So what do you think? How do you think the draft is going to – who do you think the Saints going to pick in the draft?
At 62 or just overall?
Overall. Do you think there's any players in the 62 that they can pick that is good?
DraftWire put out all 7 rounds today, and this is who they got the Saints selecting at 62. Again, it's mock draft for what it's worth. Amani Hooker, defensive back out of Iowa. So they're going DB. I think Uptown Ruler at 62, the Saints literally go with the best player available on the board. Well, whoever they have highest ranked that's still available, it's probably where they go. I don't know. You tell me, do you think they have a need above others that you've got to go to? A lot of people feel it's wide receiver. I disagree, but I mean, to the point where what I mean need, I'm talking about the best receiver available is what they take, or the best player at this position available is where you go at 62. That's what I'm talking about when I say, do you think there's a definite need?
Well, let me tell you, I think they should pick maybe a defensive back or a running back mm-hmm. at 62 because
a running back.
Yes.
Okay. What kind of running back? Because Daryl Henderson is the back out of Memphis that the Saints actually showed up to his pro day to.
Okay. What kind of record he's got in college? I mean, he's never been arrested. He's never been, you know, any off the field activities.
Okay.
Do you know?
Henderson?
Yes.
I don't, if he's had any off-the-field issues.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it this way. I think they should trade up that 62 and probably get a somebody that's good. They're like a good defensive back. Oh, good running back, like I said.
Okay. Uptown Ruler, there he goes, giving his opinions as to whether they need to go up and go. I don't see the Saints moving up. And a reason I say that is you better have or you look at and target and say, hey, this player right now immediately can do it, right? I mean, they thought that with Marcus Davenport, which is why they did that. Trying to get Barry Hurstius. He wrote something that was interesting about why he says, hey, everybody that says he hasn't progressed or done right, give him a second. He's going to prove you wrong. Sean Payton, during the owners' meetings, said that Marcus Davenport is going to be that guy. And what I mean by that, I don't know if he takes over for Cam Jordan, which we'll get to here in a quick second at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to bring you up some interesting stats of something that he tweeted, right? Because Marcus Lawrence got himself paid, Jordan, the intern. Did you see the contract that Marcus Lawrence got for the Cowboys?
It was a lot of money.
Highest paid non-quarterback, right?
Correct.
And in many cases, higher than quarterbacks. Was it 31? Pretty big deal. We'll get to that here in a quick second. Scott Kushner of The Advocate, though, sat down with Drew Holiday. And he asked him what it means to be the face of the Pelicans franchise and how he plans to embrace the role entering this offseason, as Scott puts it, of upheaval. Look, whoever the new general manager is, you have some pieces, you have some parts, you can do different things, right? Who do you keep? Who do you not? I mean, here's Elfrid Payton, a local, balling, trying to do everything he can. Your guy, Julius Okafor, right? A lot of people like him. Julius Randle, a lot of people like him. The defense, I get you. But you can't go out and purchase 15 new players. It's just not going to happen, right? You're going to get some guys from the Anthony Davis trade. Let's see where you are in the lottery. It's going to determine who you bring in, who's the part that you build around. So there's a ton of decisions to be made. I think, to me, it starts with one. Do you see Drew Holiday as being a key component to that? Now, his contract dictates, essentially, he's here for a while. He can go ask for a trade, though. And I think he's very valuable. The Athletic put out a piece. Will Guillory of The Athletic put out a piece. The Athletic overall put out a piece, excuse me, of all of the different players commenting and voting on various things of the NBA players. Jordan, did you see this? I don't know if you had a chance to take a look.
I haven't had a chance to look at Will Guillory's piece, okay, or Scott Kushner's piece.
Well, the thing is, they're talking about specifically about the Athletic NBA, at the Athletic NBA, if you want to go check it out. The staff of NBA writers polled 127 players, over 25% of the league, on 15 questions. From MVP pick to the most overrated to who the GOAT is and where Kevin Durant will play next year. Essentially, I'll just save you this part. Go check it out, of course. Drew Holiday got a lot of love. A lot of people thought that he was a really good player. My point is, a lot of people wouldn't mind having him on that team, on any team. So he has value. I think good value. Now, where is the value the most, though? Is the value the most in trying to get pieces for him? Or is the value the most building around? And what I mean by value, I'm not just talking about points, averages, per game situations. You understand what I'm talking about? Because I do think that there's tangible value, right? Tangible value in being able to have somebody that can lead your franchise through a transition period, or as Brian and I, and I think, you know, you seem to think as well, Jordan, you make the right moves, you get the right people in. I think sooner rather than later, you can be competitive. There's no doubt in my mind, right? You get a Jason Tatum, or you get one of these other players that's established, kind of a young rising star. You get a nice player in the lottery. I think it's going to be a good. In the top 10, I think you can get a good player. I honestly do. You get top 4 or 5, you're going to get a really good player. I honestly believe that. You can build around, right? So let's say you have 2-3 building pieces. You add a guy like Holiday, who, as I've said several times on this show, to me, increased his value by how he's handled all of this. He's increased his value to the organization when other players say he's our leader. He's increased his value by verbalizing, I want that role. That's what he told Kushner. When he was asked, are you ready to and do you want to be the face of the franchise? We've discussed this a ton, right? We've discussed this a ton. Was Anthony Davis truly ready to embrace it? And what it encompasses to be a franchise player? It's easy to have your face plastered on places. It's easy to be called that. It's easy to be paid that. Can you handle everything that comes with it? Increased criticism? Increased expectations? And I think an element that people this year have brought up after his trade request, the ability to take lesser players and make them better. Not everyone can do that. Doesn't mean you can't be a franchise player, but it does put you in a different elite status of franchise players. That makes sense? I think what made Jordan really good, yes, he had Pippen. Those two guys elevated each other and elevated everybody else. On the peripheral was B.J. Armstrong and Steve Kerr and Wellington. And I mean, those guys, I mean, you know, they're not terrible. They're not Hall of Famers. Right? Perennial All-Stars and things of that nature. They elevated the rest of their team. So that's an element to it. I'll give you his quote, and then we'll touch a little bit on what Cam Jordan is tweeting this morning, and it's interesting. We'll get into all of that and more. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. Been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student-athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Baseball season just started, and I'm looking forward to seeing how those big-time free agents impact their new franchises. And if you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Napa Know-How.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. We'll get to Sean Devaney's piece here as well on the sporting news. Jordan, maybe we can reach out to Sean and have him come on this week and talk a little bit about this. At Sean Devaney, if you want to check it out. He says the Anthony Davis era will end in New Orleans mostly as an utter failure. Again, I'm excited because from this point on, it's going to get better. 800-998-1003. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be out there, Ellendale Country Club, the TGMC Golf Classic. It's the Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic. And, of course, we're there to help support the fight against cancer. For team and sponsorship info, go visit them, tgmc.com. All right, here's the bite or quote and Scott Kushner's piece here. When he asked Drew Holiday, are you ready? Do you want to be the face of the franchise? If they ask you to be the face of the franchise moving forward from here on out. Quote, I'm going to go with it. I'm excited to run with it. I guess I'd like to be more involved with decisions and decision making moving forward. I like to sit down, have conversations with Mickey, Mrs. Benson, or the new GM or Danny if he stays. Me and Coach Gentry have a good relationship and I can talk to him anytime. I like to have my opinion heard. And from there, they can make the decision that they make. I want to help and I want to make this the best place it can be. And I think I can help everyone. The last sentence is incredibly revealing and key to me, isn't it? As a person wearing the Do It Bigger shirt, Jordan, we talk about value all the time. Value a lot of time in stats, value a lot of times, and what does he mean at the box office? Does he put butts in seats, right? We talked a lot about Zion, the value of Zion. I get it. But it's why I said last segment there's also value in other things that maybe you don't see as a fan and other things that maybe you don't see as a media member, but can definitely deduce from hearing. Hearing a player say, I'm going to run with it. I'd like you to know my opinions. Means, Jordan, you know this word from being in school and a lot of different business classes and such. It's called investment.
Investment.
What did I say last week that this franchise needs to do? And one of the good things that you can do is understanding what full investment is. Franchises, businesses, you name it. Careers. There's certain things that I think are all common to successful ones. Investment. Sure, there's financial investment. And that's a long list of things, right? Paying employees to where they feel happy. Making sure the work environment's good. Investing in product. Investing in your product. Investing in support for you to make that product. Right? All of that. I mean, from the very basic. I mean, you look at a fast food joint, right? I mean, you gotta have cleanliness. You gotta buy cleaning supplies. You gotta buy the oil to cook the fries. I mean, investment in a handful of areas in the product. Investment in your employees. I don't care if you have the best fries or burger. If it's a miserable experience to get it, you're not gonna sell it. It's that simple. I mean, Seinfeld did a famous episode on the soup Nazi, right? That people were willing to almost be berated at times because of that. But my point is, customer service is incredibly important. And that goes for everything. Happy employees, happy workplace, happy everything. It trickles down. Investment in the fans. Remember I said that last week. Understand your fans are what help you grow. Understand that if your fans are feeling that you, it could be, and remember we've talked about this before, perception becoming reality is probably the worst thing that can happen when it's negative, right? The perception leading into the season was, oh, that's the Pels over there. The perception was Mickey Loomis and them drive by the parking lot. They see Dell. They may roll the window down and give deuces and be like, hey, how's it going? Like, do they care? Do they really try? They share staff. You would do that with the Saints, right? I mean, perception was that they just were not loved as much as the Saints. And that perception became a reality. You remember during all the trade talks and demands, what happened? What did you hear? National people saying, oh, well, you don't even care about them. They like share the same food, cafe. I think, you know, when the roll of tape is done with the Saints, they just throw it in a bucket, bring it across the parking lot, let them use it. They don't even get their own tape to tape their ankles and stuff. I mean, I read like some ridiculous things on that, but again, it became perception and it became reality. So much so that you heard the owner and team president during the owner's meeting say what? We have to run it more like the Saints. Say what? We have to do better. Mind you, didn't I say that? That's what needed to be in that statement on Monday when the news broke about AD. Remember? What we heard Gail Benson say in the owners' meetings almost 2 months later, I would have loved to have heard in January, but regardless, we heard it. Investment. Value. I can look at it and go, man, Drew Holiday could probably bring me... do you think a team would give me a first-round pick for Drew Holiday? Starter, locker room guy, plays defense, playoff ready.
I don't know if you could get a better player for Drew Holiday.
I mean, well, but my point is...
In the draft.
I can get a... Exactly. Bingo. Look at you. Now you're getting it. That's right. Proven commodity. You can go to a team that's in the playoffs or trying to be in the playoff hunt next year and be like, right now, this guy can come in and help you make you a playoff team or make you better. Second round to the conference championship. Right now. He's a two-way player. Very few two-way players in the NBA today. He wants to play defense. Listen to him. Again, quote, I want to help and I want to make this the best place it can be and I think I can help everyone. It is such a contrast to hear what he's saying towards Anthony Davis, who feels, I can't do it here. If there's a guy on that team that should have every right and reason to say, deuces.
It's him.
That guy. It's number 11. You convinced him to sign a long-term extension to stay here. Now, how you treated his wife during the issues with her surgery on her brain and all of that and take care. He remembered that. Maybe that's why he feels that way. But I want you to think about that. This guy, to me, won you the playoff series against Portland last year. He stepped up so big. This was a guy that just a season ago was a disaster in late game situations, a turnover waiting to happen. And he begged you and he told you, look, don't give me the ball. I don't want to beat the point guard. I can still help on the other end. And he did. And once he found the right way to go, he was clutch against Portland, stealing the ball to win. Remember that? I mean, just an incredible defensive play, knocking down game winners. You can't put a value on that. You can't put a value on a guy that in a disastrous season, when one of his buddies walked away and tanked one of his seasons. That's what I've always said. Don't give me this dinner nonsense. What people don't get is what that move meant to the locker room. Fine. AD's still going to get his. He's going to get his $200+ million. AD's going to go be in Space Jam 2 with LeBron. AD's going to get a signature shoe.
He's going to get beaten
and
by
AD
LeBron.
And AD is not going to care what happens to anybody in that locker room after this. He's going to get his. Elfrid Payton. Last 13 games, dude's averaging 14 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds. 26 last night. 10 of 19. He doesn't have anything guaranteed. Ian Clark dropping 31. He didn't have anything guaranteed. Drew Holiday, what did he say the week and the weeks after leading? I got this. It's my team. It's my locker room. That guy should apologize to Drew. That, you know, AD says, I'm not getting any younger. I don't know how much longer I can play in this league. Did he ever stop to think, or Clutch did, stop to think? When you do what you do, the power play, you're tanking and ruining everybody else's season, a shot at the playoffs. It's never guaranteed. It's never guaranteed. You don't think Drew would have liked to play in the postseason this year? You don't think some of these other guys would have liked to have played in the postseason this year? That's why, again, it's just a paragraph, but it's such a powerful paragraph when you hear Drew Holiday say, I'm going to go with it. I want to run with it. I guess I'd like to be more involved with decisions and decision-making moving forward. That takes a certain level of maturity. That takes a certain, I mean, because I've been at that point, right? I mean, I'm 20 years in this business this August, August 19th. I'm August 13th, right. Like, in the last several years, I want to, I'm more involved. How do we do this? How do we market that? Like, because of experience and you feel you're ready. So to hear him say, I'll sit down with anybody, owner, team, he wants to be more involved. Why? Because he's saying, if I'm going to invest my time, my effort, my energy, and myself into this, I want to make sure that my opinion's heard. He didn't say you have to do it, but he said, hey, just let me be a part of the decision-making, the creativity process. I know players. You know? We've kind of looked so much at why will anybody come here after the AD thing? Listen to this guy. This guy's like, listen to me. I got ideas. That's a value that I don't know if you can put a price tag on. And you're paying him. That's not what I'm getting at. Right? I mean, Jordan, you understand what I'm getting, what I'm saying here? I mean, that's a value. And then the last part. I want to help. I want to make this the best place it can be. And I think I can help everyone. I want to help. And I want to make this the best place it can be. That's a guy that's not looking to get out. Right? I mean, he's telling you. He's flat out telling you. I want to make this New Orleans. I want to make this the Smoothie King Center. I want to make this the best place it can be. Number 23 said, I gave all I could. I'm out. You cannot find a bigger contrast on that. So I throw out that question to you, Jordan. Right? What should be on that poster board tomorrow night that we'll bring you and we'll give you, let's say, hypothetically, you walk in. You can write two fingers on there and say deuces, knowing you would probably be one.
Yeah.
My poster board would say, thank you, Drew, simply. See you next season. Right? Buy yourself a Drew Holiday jersey. I mean, didn't that stand out to you when he says that? I want to make this the best place it can be. That is such a contrast.
Especially through all this turmoil.
Yeah, it's such a contrast. AD, I've given all I could. Can't win it here. Can't do it. Meanwhile, your starting guard says, I got you. I want to do it here. That's a guy that I can't put a value in, so that's why I say you absolutely build around him. By that quote right there. If you had any doubts and you thought about, well, I can get this guy, I can get that guy. No. You can't pay for that. That's called loyalty. Can't pay for it. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Sam Wyche was the quarterback, head coach, and broadcaster in the NFL. Last year, he became a heart recipient.
My life was saved on the last day that I was supposed to be on this planet. And now I know what a miracle feels like. It changed my appreciation of every second of every day. I don't know who donated that heart, but my new heart gave me a new mission in life, and that is to get others to sign up to be organ donors. The most common thing I hear when I ask people why they haven't signed up is, I don't know, I just haven't thought about it. Well, why don't you think about it? Think about the life you might save or the life you might enhance. There are over 130 million people that have already signed up. They're men and women, all ages, all races, and they have one thing in common. They want to save lives. Please sign up to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov.
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Colonel Baseball is back on your flagship station for Nicholls Athletics.
Strikeout, now a throw to second. Mac Odom, he's out. Game over. Colonel's closed. 11-game winning streak over for Sam Houston State.
Tune in as the Dirty Red compete in Southland Conference play on ESPN Radio New Orleans.
Our radio broadcast is sponsored by Firehouse Subs, Joseptic Contractors, Vision Communications, and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run.
Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Get the type in. Jordan, the intern. Tweet it out there. If you hypothetically had a poster board and a Sharpie, what would your message be tomorrow night? The Pell season finale. And you could put Gus, hashtag, thank you, Drew. That's what mine would be. And you can do the emoji of deuces if that's what you want. No, you're not showing him he's number one like that. Come on. That happened last week already. Remember when the last time we saw him walk off the court?
That is true.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do something
different.
It wasn't
a poster board either.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can go Yosemite Sam and double gun it. I mean, you know, if you want to go that route. Hey, where are we going to be tomorrow? Tomorrow we will be over at Ellendale Country Club. Come on out if you're not already. Tomorrow, a little pro-am day action. It's the Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic over at the Ellendale Country Club. We're going to be broadcasting live. Mr. Fourcade, all he heard was there was free food and golf. So he's texted me six times. I'm like, I can come? I'm like, yeah, fine, you can come. So he'll be out there.
It's my kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget Friday's event. It's the Glow Golf Party. It's a cool event. Area's top restaurants along with live music, silent auction. I am debating whether or not I will take the Jordan, the t-shirt, Do It Bigger. And officially,
you're not taking this
an officially class/show-worn shirt. I'm starting the auctioning up at a buck.
You can't take any of the
pellets. Again, it's for cancer. Would you not give the shirt off your back to fight cancer? Literally.
I might not have a shirt left
That's
in my
what
wardrobe.
We're asking. That's what we're asking you.
Only like five shirts
that I
rotate.
Take the shirt off your back to fight cancer. No one's buying it. I would be buying it to support cancer. And then I'm going to give it back to you. Have you not figured that out?
No. You know, I thought you were going to keep it for your own.
What would I use it for?
I don't know. To smell it when you miss me.
Oh, that just turned the show in an awful direction. 800-998-1003. So what would your poster board say? At ESPN Radio NOLA, what would your poster board say? Joey, do you have a poster board? What? Here's your Sharpie. What is your poster board saying at the game tomorrow night?
Nothing.
Nothing.
He wouldn't show up.
Three dots. Dot, dot, dot. It's going to be interesting tomorrow. Tonight, you got the national championship game, Texas Tech and Virginia, 8:20 Central Time. Jordan, are you going to be up for that? Can you handle staying up that late? See, it's a good even number. Not 8:19, not 8:09, not 8:29, 8:20. Thank you. Maybe they heard me. What are you rubbing your eyes for? What?
Just you.
Why?
You're going on this whole rant again.
No, I'm actually thanking them for accepting that they needed to make it an even number. 8:20.
They didn't listen
to me. Not 8:19, not 8:17, not 8:21. 8:20. 8:19, teams walk onto the court, center circle. Right when it hits 8:20, throw the ball up. Not 8:19. Not 8:17, not 8:13.
It's going to be 8:20, 21.
It's not. I'm going to take a picture with my watch in front of the TV, and we're going to see what time they actually tip it off tonight.
Not going to be 8:20.
I bet you it is 8:20. On the dot.
Guarantee it's not going to be 8:20.
It's all right. Or we're betting then, right?
Yeah.
All right. We're betting. Virginia, a one-point favorite. Who you like, Texas Tech or Virginia? Do you care? You seem bitter because none of these teams are in your bracket, by the way.
I'm going for Texas Tech.
Are you going for Texas Tech? I kind of am, too. Brian Earl East, got to give him the credit, right?
He did pick him.
He did. A savant. Baylor winning the women's national championship yesterday. Did you watch any of that game? Our buddy Josh Bates.
I watched 3.3
seconds. Losing by one, the player that hit the game winner 3 in back-to-back games last year in the Final Four, including the game winner, to win the national championship, had a pair of free throws with just over a second to play, Jordan. Missed the front end. Then tried to miss the second one, and it went in.
Have you made fun of your buddy Josh
yet? Oh, no. You can't do that. Why would I make fun of him? What is wrong with you?
I would have made fun of you.
He just watched his team lose by a point the national championship game.
I would have texted you,
the player that went to the Ellen show, competed in Dancing with the Stars, got to meet Kobe Bryant, missed a free throw. What, you going
to
make
fun of? Life isn't all that bad.
Let me tell you something.
Got to meet Ellen.
Let me tell you something. You say a lot about yourself on that. That you would make fun of a team in heartbreaking fashion.
I would not make fun of a team. I'd make fun of my friend.
Really?
Yes.
So you just make fun of me?
Correct.
Something's very wrong with you, by the way.
Who are you pulling for?
Notre Dame.
That's why they lost.
Really? Really? Chloe Jackson, if that name sounds familiar to any of y'all listening, she is the former LSU star. She transferred, started at LSU, and like Jordan, the intern here, said deuces.
Deuces.
Yeah. You went lined up. She went bared up.
Lions, bears, and tigers.
Wow. She was named the MVP of the women's NCAA tournament, scored 26 points, career high for her, including the game-winning bucket in the 82-81 national championship win. Jacques Doucet, WAFB, is going to join us tomorrow to talk a little bit about the Tigers and really about her as well, sending out congratulations. It's, look, again, getting an opportunity to go out there hitting a game winner.
Pull it in AD.
You're not pulling AD.
She kind of did pull an AD. She said that the LSU team wasn't good enough, so well, she had to go to an actual competitor.
I got
to
go somewhere where I can win a championship. There you go. Did you hear Coach O, Joey? Is Coach O deciding who's going to support for office a topic on your show?
Usually.
So, am I the only one that takes this the wrong way? So, Coach last week, he had like John Bell Edwards was at practice or something like that. Joey, am I remembering this right? He went out there and was like, hey, you know, support this guy, you know, good guy. Let's make sure, you know, Louisiana's first and everything. So he's asked at spring game, Coach, is backing a Democrat going to affect your recruiting? And
I'm going to tell you something. I love Louisiana. See you guys.
There he is. I love Louisiana, and then hit the podium. I love that. I love the thread and the comments to this saying, from here on out, that's the best way to answer everything. I love Louisiana. See you guys. Then pound your desk.
Deuces.
And deuces and walk out. Can you not get what the guy is saying? He's the coach for Louisiana State University. It's the governor. Of course you want the state to do well. Whoever it is, the same thing. We get too caught up in politics and all of that.
It's
my
sports.
Goodness gracious. I'm just saying, I mean, that's what he's saying. I mean, he represents Louisiana. What is he going to do in the middle of that when he says, do you support him? Do you like him? Nah, he's a garbage guy.
I only support the Tigers.
Yeah, exactly. No, I just support the Tigers. Well, Coach, did you know that is Louisiana State University and they take state funds? Oh. Love Louisiana. See you guys.
Go Tigers.
Exactly. You never saw Coach O in the voting booth. That's a good guy. That's
no,
a
I'm
good
just saying,
guy.
Like, let's not make, like, people are making a huge deal out of this. Oh, he supports. What if he's friendly? I mean, like, I can, and that's the problem with politics right now.
People are really.
Yeah, imagine being friendly with people. Imagine if everyone just got along. Okay. Just imagine that.
We can't do that.
No,
why would
we can't
do that?
That's right.
That'd make too much sense.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Goodness gracious. I mean, they're trying to make it seem like, well, can you? What about the Republican response? Stop it!
Republican response would be going to college.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Hour one in the books. It was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Hour two coming up next. Andrew Lopez will chime in with us, and then we'll talk a little bit about Cam Jordan. Interesting that he retweeted this. We'll talk about that next on ESPN New Orleans.